Dressed in a gray suit, 30-year-old Joshua Habatert jotted down notes through the proceedings, including that of his step-cousin, who said he helped the defendant move a blue storage container from his apartment to the suspect's mother's house in Jenkintown, but said he didn't know what was inside. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Jenna Burley was found beaten, stabbed, and strangled inside that blue storage bin on the Poconos property of Habatert's grandmother. A driver with the car service Lyft told jurors he was working a normal day when he eventually got a request through the app from the defendant, who asked if he could pay cash instead of using the phone app that would have tracked them. The driver agreed and drove him from his apartment in North Philly to Jenkintown, where they picked up the blue container and then made it to the Poconos. One juror, an alternate, informed the court he knew the driver from a previous job. The judge had to dismiss him and replace him with another. The defense has contended it was Habatert's roommate who killed Burley, not the defendant. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.